The court said Monday Willis violated several professional standards. He transferred $30,000 to his personal bank account when that money was supposed to go to one of his clients. The court said he also failed to respond to complaints filed with the state bar. At a late afternoon press conference on the steps of City Hall, Willis apologized.
2 years ago, during a time when I was facing tremendous personal challenges, I made a grievous professional error. I acknowledge that error.
Surrounded by about 30 supporters, he attributed the mistakes to severe depression related to his divorce.
The challenge for me had always been the emotional challenges that I was in and the emotional place that I was in that created a very difficult space for me.
The court dismissed Willis's explanation, calling it not credible given Willis's continued public activities as a city councilman during the time of the violations. Willis, who has held office since 2002, said he stands by his record of public service and would work to be reelected in November.
I'm a very different person today than I was 2 years ago. I'm not only physically a different person, but I'm emotionally and mentally a stronger and better person.
Challengers for Willis's post 3 at large seat were quick to pounce. Georgia Tech Administrator Andre Dickens attended Willis's press conference.
He's betrayed our trust, and he's had a lot of ethical challenges that I don't have. The line is clear for me. You're either ethical or unethical.
Another challenger, former state representative Ralph Long, called for Willis to step down immediately. Willis is known as one of Mayor Kasim Reed's staunchest allies on the council. In a written statement, Reed said he respected the court's ruling, adding Willis made, quote, significant mistakes. However, there was no indication Reed would pull his support of Willis heading into November. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.